From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast.
Yes, I was a little under the weather.
A little bit under.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, like under the weather, like...
You're just asking for more emails.
It's true.
We should have Googled that before we said... As of now, we're stopping the podcast. We're going to Google it and find out what it means. Not that we don't want the emails. Oh, man. But just, I think I said in the last podcast, guys, we've already set a record.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting swamped by them, which no problem. But I got a couple, I don't know if it was an email or a PM or someone saying, well, thanks for ignoring my email. You guys are liars or something like that. And you don't answer them. I am getting to them.
Yes.
But I think I've answered over 200 plus and I've still got like 500 to go.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. But I came up with a thing to kind of cut back on the emails. Some questions I may not need to answer. I can't answer. Like we get a lot of emails. Why does Jay sing? I don't know why. Maybe we can ask you, why do you insist on singing? Maybe I can cut back on some emails.
Because I have a melody in my heart and I need to express it.
Okay, because I would cut back on like 25% of them. Another one is, why are you even on the show?
I don't know.
That's another one we get.
Someone's got to push the big red button.
Yeah, because I'm not capable of pushing the red button. But no, seriously, I will get to all the emails. It's just been really busy here. Got a lot of things to do, and I will get to all of them.
Okay,
I promise. I answered a lot of them this morning.
Pinky swear.
But some of them are like should be on audible.com. I can't type. I'm what, like 7 to 10 words a minute, and there's some I go, my God, I just woo.
Yeah.
And so this morning I got to a couple of them. I looked at them. I went, I'm just because I didn't sleep last night, so I was up like 24 hours. I said I won't give them a. And Jay's over there yawning. So already the podcast. Why are you on this podcast?
No, it's just that you were boring me to tears with your sob story.
So I'm not sob story. I'm just trying to point out that I will get to all of them.
It's like you on Twitter. It's like, this is the longest day ever.
It was.
Still the longest. It's just like.
Well, you know why?
You're making this the longest
you
day.
You know why?
Reading your tweets.
You know why?
Why?
Because the owner was in town.
Uh-huh.
Every time I went to go on the computer, because it just happened to be one of those days, he comes and there's nothing to do.
Yeah, it's how it always is.
But you know, a good employee finds something to do.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to answer emails. I said, well, he'll be up in meetings. Every time I put on the computer to answer emails, in comes the owner. So I had to click it off real quick. And one time I just said,
you know what? But you had time to tweet?
Yeah, because tweets is a quick little thing. I said, longest day ever. Well, I'm trying to get into this whole tweet thing, so... I'm up to over 1,000 tweeters, followers, whatever it is.
Twitter followers.
All
right, so Jack.
And then the hurricanes last night. I don't want to talk about that. But also, before we go on, we've never mentioned our grand total
for Autism Speaks,
because we had a slight problem.
Oh, God.
We really didn't want to go into it because I guess initially it was our fault.
Mm-hmm.
We put a link to the...
It's like, if you're not like some organization, you can't put the donate PayPal button on your website, which I didn't know.
Jay didn't know. And don't send emails.
I've seen a bunch of people do it.
You don't have to send us emails saying Jay's an idiot. We know that.
Well, actually, I didn't even put it up, so I washed my hands.
Oh, so it was somebody else.
It was Sue from Trivia Wars.
Oh, okay. So we
want... Send the emails to her.
Yeah, send the emails to Sue. But anyway, so long story short, when you make a mistake with PayPal, you can't just fix the mistake with PayPal, right? So yeah. We were working with the people at Autism Speaks, going back and forth, and you can't speak to a live person. Finally, I said, give me the phone number. I'll take care of it.
And then you're just like, wait,
I go,
this sucks.
I talked to the first person. I go, can I speak to someone else? They speak to the person. I go, can I actually speak to the person that's going to handle this? We don't have their phone number. I go, how can you not have their phone number? Like I said, I'm not criticizing. I don't want to say.
It's just like the compliance department, like the extra department is going to fix your problem. You can't contact them.
No, you have to do it by email.
Yeah.
So it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And then they take like a week to respond to tell you if you did it right or not anyway.
And we didn't want you guys thinking we were taking the money because we don't take a dime. All of it goes to Autism Speaks.
So we take the nickels.
So we were kind of going, you know. Put on the download, going, okay, let's hopefully get this solved. It's solved. It's fixed.
Yeah.
So our grand total is 13,000 $753.
Woohoo!
So that was a lot more than we expected. We will be doing it again next year, and we're hoping to have a different system in place. Each year we've learned a little more.
Yeah, exactly. Because each year it's gotten bigger, so it's just like we learned new things.
You know, and we understood PayPal was trying to protect themselves. They don't know us from Adam. Didn't, you know, we're saying we're a charity, you know, raising money for a charity, and we steal the money.
Yeah.
They could be sued. But it was just the process of correcting the process.
Oh, God.
The problem was just more than I could deal with.
But it's all taken care of.
Yes, it's all we're all better now.
All right, so Jack, we got a lot of feedback and tweetback to get into.
Feedback and tweetback.
So what do you say we get into it?
I say, do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Jack, what do you say we get in the first set of calls here?
Okay.
Come on, we asked people to continue this conversation. We're continuing with the listeners.
How far are we going with this?
As long as they keep talking.
What if they keep talking for like 6 more months? Because we have nine months to go?
9 months.
It's crazy. So when do they start
filming?
You
could get impregnated today and still have a baby before Lost comes back.
I don't think I could.
No?
I don't see that happening with me.
We're kind of old. You're past your prime.
I'm past my prime.
Yeah.
I don't want to be pregnant. It's in the summertime? No way. You never want to be pregnant in the summertime.
Is that true?
Oh, no way.
Is that from experience?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what do you say we get in the first
set of calls? It's hot, it's cold. Wrong podcast, I'm sorry.
Yes. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nikki from Houston, and I have some evidence to support the theory that the explosion at the end of the season finale, in fact, caused the incident rather than preventing it. If you think back to the Dharma video explaining the purpose of the swan, you can remember that Dr. Chang has the prosthetic hand, and I think that we saw in the season finale just how he got that prosthetic hand. I think this is evidence to show that whatever happened, happened, and this was exactly what was always supposed to happen. Thanks, guys. I've enjoyed your podcast this season. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Matt from Seattle. Just calling with a theory about the finale for this season and how it might actually go into next season. So what I was thinking is that the explosion that we heard and the whiteness that we saw at the end of the finale was not the bomb going off, but was the pocket of energy being released into the atmosphere or whatever, the island. And that was the incident. So I think that the island didn't let the bomb go off, and that's why it didn't detonate on contact and why it didn't go off the multiple times that Juliet hit it with a rock. It just wasn't supposed to go off, and the energy burst exploded. And I think that what may have also happened is possibly, I mean, because I think most of us want the Losties to get all back together again in the future or wherever, somewhere. But I think when the energy pocket exploded, it sent everybody who wasn't from that time to somewhere else, hopefully maybe to reunite with people in the current times or maybe in the past where the statue was at, when the statue was still up, I mean. So anyway, just a thought. I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that. Great show. Thanks for the podcast. Can't wait to hear the next one.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John in Albuquerque. I was just thinking about something, and I was thinking about this last season and everything that went on with Locke and the bomb and all that. And it occurred to me that if we go by the whole theory that Locke is indeed dead, and the writers were dropping hints by saying, you know, dead is dead, and I've never known anyone to come back to life, and blah, blah, blah. By the same token, you could say that for sure that Jack and everyone caused the incident. Because the writers, again, have been saying, whatever happened, happened. You can't change the future. Even though Daniel came back and said, well, yes, you can. They all said, well, yes, I guess Locke can be alive. And they seem to be proving us wrong on that. So my guess is they're going to turn around and say, yeah, they indeed did cause the incident. But who knows? They may give us a whole different perspective that we never thought of, too. Okay, talk to you later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, I agree with both John and Nikki.
Uh-huh.
I think they did cause the incident.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way.
And I mean, I don't see what else it would be.
And, you know, I said on my blog post, on the Huffington Post, that, you know, we don't know if the bomb went off or not. And some people are like, obviously it went off. It was like, we really don't know.
No, we don't know.
Yeah.
It could have been a flash.
It could have been a flash. I mean, the incident could have happened before she could have struck the bomb.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it very well could happen. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying we don't know the fate of that
yet.
There's
a maybe or maybe not. I don't know.
Exactly.
But I'd still like to know if that was the original plan. What? When they first said there's going to be an incident, if that was going to be the original plan, that the Losties came back and caused the incident. We first see the video because we're all like, incident? What's this incident? And then and each video, and of course, the film would rip up, and of course, it would, and we wouldn't see it. So I'm just curious if that was the original plan.
Uh-huh.
We need someone at Comic-Con to ask that question, someone who has guts.
Well, then all they have to say is like, yeah, of course that was the original plan.
But if you ask it, you know, the right way, they start to sweat. You see sweat beating down on, you know.
Darlton don't sweat.
I think they would sweat on that.
They should be politicians. They dodge those bullets like crazy.
I'm just curious. And then Matt, the pocket of energy, maybe that's what it was, a pocket of energy. Juliet hitting the rock on the, what do you think?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, that's what I mean, the saying that whatever it was the incident.
Whatever happened. Yeah. And now what's going on with John Locke?
I mean, a lot of people are going different ways with that, and I want to wait till later. There's some
now,
more feedback.
Now, I was talking about emails earlier on. Now, if you want to keep sending an email saying, Jack, you were right all along about John Locke, that's no problem. Keep sending. I don't mind those at all.
Well, that's good to know.
But is he dead? There's no way. We don't see Terry O'Quinn next
right season. Now, I'm really biting my teeth and holding judgment on the writers until I see what's going to happen.
Now, if they flash, but if he's dead, we can't have another back in time. There has to be 17 because more episodes. There's only 17 more episodes.
If they leave John Locke as just a sad sack character who's always used his whole entire life and was just killed, and that's it for his character, I'm going to be very upset.
But that's life.
I don't care.
That's what happens in life. Sometimes...
But you can't set him up to be this Destiny character in the first season and just have him end up just being a stupid puppet that ends up being
duped over and over again. They were telling us the whole time. You go back
not
and watch...
the first season.
But if you watch his backstory, his flashback...
But each person's past had like a bad past and an island, they were redeemed.
Sometimes you don't get redeemed.
But see, they redeemed him the whole first season, and then you completely 180 and just make him a sad loser the rest of the
entire
show.
Because that's where he went off again. He thought he was being used from the start.
But that's what I don't like that. I'm sorry. You can't set me up on Walkabout. You can't show me Walkabout and then just take the magnificent turnaround of that character, the redeeming story of that character, and just have him being duped by Evil Ben, and then that's just the end of his story.
Well, not just Evil Ben.
But by everybody.
Maybe Evil Jacob.
And I'm sorry.
DWG, someone suggested we call Deadwood Guy DWG.
But I that's a waste. That's a waste of an amazing character.
I don't think so. I think his acting and the character, I'm fine with that.
All right, I'll be fine.
If you go with what they're showing us on, with what they've shown.
Then how can you be upset with Charlie? Because his was actually handled quite well. He went out as a hero.
Because I like Charlie. I didn't want to see his character killed
off. Because you like Charlie, but
no,
since you don't like Locke.
No.
What you just said.
No, I
still need to replay the tape. It's because I like Charlie. That's what you said.
What I said was, all right, I'm going to do my best Nancy Pelosi here. What I'm saying.
Okay.
Charlie could have been the worst guy in the world. They could have been, as long as he's still on the show. I liked him on the show. I liked Dominic Monaghan. I liked him on the show. I was just saying
you don't like Terry O'Quinn.
No. Hold on. I've never said that. I even said last week, if they got rid of Terry O'Quinn, it'd be... I even said just a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
If they get rid of... There's no way they can get rid of Terry O'Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. We need more... But what's going on with... Do you have any more calls?
Yes, I do.
No, what I'm saying is...
I think you lost.
Anyway. No, what I'm saying is I love Terry O'Quinn. I think John Locke's character... I love his character. I love the whole thing. If they would have ever killed... You know, when he was in the coffin, I'm like going, they have to bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
So next season, there has to be something... What are they going to do? Is he going to be... reincarnated again? Dead is dead. What are they gonna? I don't want to see the plane landing in L.A. And they have to get back to the island again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see that?
No.
So I want to see on island story. They finish on either some of them getting off the island, some of them not getting off the island. I think I still like to see the island blown up because it's an evil. The island's evil, and it's always going to be used for evil.
See, I don't think it's Jacob's using the island for evil.
I think it's their game.
Mm-hmm.
It's between him and DWG. So
Esau.
I don't no more emails on the Esau guy. So anyway, that's clear that up.
I don't think you cleared it up.
Well, you're. How could you sit there and say I don't like John Locke? I love John Locke.
You're the one saying it.
What I'm saying is I'm okay with John Locke going out that way because that's what they've shown us from the start.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
They show redeeming, like Charlie. In Charlie, they showed him kicking the drug habit and redeeming himself. But then what happened in the second season?
Went back on drugs.
Yep. Okay, he fell back into it. But what did they do before they killed him?
They made him a hero.
Okay, so Locke, what did they do? First season one, he got to be redeemed. He got to walk again. He got to finally, you know, come into his destiny. What happened second season? They made him a bumbling idiot. And then they've kind of had him on
okay,
that course.
Okay, was Michael redeemed?
No, and I was upset there. We were both upset there, too. But you're not upset with Locke not being redeemed.
Because I in life, that's what... I no, not with Michael. I said he should have had some closure with his son.
I agree. That's what our argument
okay,
is.
Okay, what would you want Locke... What would make you happy about... Okay, he's dead. What would...
Bring him back.
Okay, they bring him back. What's going to be the... What would make you happy? What's going to be... What in season six, you got 17 more episodes.
Him take his place as the leader of the island.
Do you really think he's the leader? They've shown us over and over again he's not.
Or just be, you know, kind of the Ben Kenobi. Just kind
how about if he's
just
the caretaker of the island? Not the leader. He's
sure.
The caretaker. What if everyone leaves the island
I want him to be at peace and sure of himself. That's all I want.
Okay. I can live with that.
Because he's never had that. He deserves that, I think.
Some happiness.
Yes.
He was never happy working for the box company, working with Randy.
Rose and Bernard get to have their cushy little retirement. Let Locke have his retirement.
We're done with Rose and Bernard.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think we're going to see him again.
I don't think so either.
I think we're done with Rose and Bernard. All right, so we're on the same page. As long as Locke gets some happiness, some closure.
Yeah, self-assurance and just peace of mind.
Maybe Helen can come back or something?
No, not even. He doesn't need to because she's dead, I guess, from what we know.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so, I mean, just let him have peace of mind. Let him go around, hunt boars, and live on the island and be happy.
Because that's when he was the happiest.
Yes, that's exactly.
Until he found the hatch and it got derailed again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
All right.
We're on the same page. I would be happy with that.
Okay.
As long as they bring him back next season. Mm. But I don't want to see this thing where they're dragging him around in the metal box.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, Weekend at Bernie's ones was okay, but
yeah.
The second one was just unbelievable.
I'm sorry, bud.
Just wasn't believable.
All right, let's go into the next set of calls.
Okay.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Dawn O'War. How are you? I'm calling because I just finished listening to your podcast, and I'm thinking, you know, I read that whole thing with Jacob totally different than you guys. I didn't see him as being, like, evil because he wanted death and carnage. I thought that he was bringing the groups of people to the island. He said, like, every time it's progress, you know? So, like, what was that, War Games? Where the computer played over and over and over again because it learned. That's sort of how I read it. He's bringing groups of people to the island, not because he wants the carnage, but because he wants the learning and results. And I thought that our losses were a part of that. That's my theory. Is that a theory? That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know if that's a theory. It's more of a point. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Alex, New Jersey. First time caller, long time listener. I was just calling to give you guys some thoughts I had on the finale and some other miscellaneous thing. First off, in the finale, when Alana asks Richard what lies in the shadow of the statue, he responds in Latin, he who will protect or save us all. And I was thinking, what if John Locke's dead body is the one that's laying in the shadow of the coffin? Because, you know, that's where they dumped him, which is kind of nice for all us Locke hopefuls. Also, I was wondering if you guys ever noticed that Pierre Chang's actor, the actor that plays Pierre Chang's name is Francois Cho, which is another name that's like French origin and then Chinese origin as well as Pierre Chang. I just thought it was an interesting thought. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, how you doing? This is Sidewalk Driver. Got a bit of a theory for you all. It seemed funny to me how at the beginning of the episode, Esau, if you will, if that's what we're calling him, says that he'll find the loophole. And it seems shocking that after thousands of years, this loophole ended up being just the fact that he had to get somebody else to kill Jacob. I'm thinking back to the whole mythology of the island and how the chosen one they were looking for always seemed to have committed patricide of killing their dad. And maybe that's part of the loophole as well. Maybe you have to have been able to kill, you had to kill your own father to be able to kill one of these two characters. Which again leads me to my favorite, which is Kate. And I think that in the end, we shall see that maybe she will be the one to kill Esau or something like that. Because we're not sure if he's really the bad guy yet. Anyway, you guys are the best, and talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I love that name, Sidewalk Driver, but what town are you in?
As long as it's not ours.
Because I'm going to stay off the sidewalks. So what do you think, that Kate could be the one to kill DWG?
Possibly.
I mean, that would give her some... I mean, because really, towards the end, her character was kind of just...
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's just like the whole last episode is just like wishy-washy to the max.
They have to be doing that on purpose, though.
Yeah.
I would think. So what do you think?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the end, it's just like a lot of the characters, just like there's no resolve whatsoever for all of our favorite characters.
But they could be setting it up for season.
That's what I'm saying. That's
or they're going to kill them off.
That's why I got to hold out judgment until... Because right now, I'm not happy.
Right now, you're not happy with Locke.
I'm not happy with Locke. I'm not happy with...
Kate,
I'm not happy with Jack. I'm not happy.
Well, Jack's was on a mission, though.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he didn't really get any.
Now, Sawyer is going to be, if Juliet is dead, what's going to go on with Sawyer?
Yeah.
He was devastated. He was crying.
Yeah.
What else we got? We have.
We don't know where Hurley is. I mean, he was back with Saeed.
Right. And we don't know what's going to happen with Saeed. We don't know if he's going to die.
And Hurley has a guitar case. We don't know what's going on with that. We have no resolve for that.
I've had a lot of people with emails have had a good theory about Hurley. The reason he was asked, because I remember I said, why was, I kind of figured out everybody but Kate, Jack, and Hurley. Well, remember, Jacob told Hurley to be on that plane, but we never knew why. He had the guitar case. Hurley speaks to the dead, right?
Yeah.
Jacob knows this. Maybe Jacob is going to speak through Hurley to get his message across what he wants done for the island. Now, it's a theory a lot of people have had.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty good theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And then Alex, Locke is at the shadow of the statue.
He who guards us all or takes care of us all.
Now, would you be happy with that?
Yeah.
He's the guardian. He's the main guy. He's the...
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I just want a peaceful resolve to the character. That's all I want.
Well, the thing with Locke... Because you can say Ben loves the island, Widmore loves the island. I think they love it for different reasons. I think Locke truly loves the island.
Yeah, and for truthful, you know, reasons, like virtuous reasons, I guess I should say.
Okay.
Compared to Ben and Widmore, who just want to exploit it, I believe.
Right. I think Locke would not exploit it. He would.
Yeah.
He knows the power of the island, respects the power of the island. Mm-hmm. It saved him. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
So maybe that will be your closure.
I'm cool with that. I'm all right with that.
All right. So as long as you're cool with that,
then they can do it.
And then Donald War. Is this the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack and Donald War? I'm just kidding. So she thinks that we're wrong, that Jacob's not evil.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't, like, to me, it just seems like a guy with, you know, magnifying glass burning up ants. I can't see how that's the logical reason.
Well, a lot of people disagree with this, but to me, if you're bringing this ship, it's put someone's free will. You're bringing them to this island, and putting them through this game to try and prove something. Like in War Games, great movie,
great movie.
But that was a computer,
you
know, trying to learn. You know, I can't launch the missiles because,
you
know, playing tic tac toe. There's no winner. Nobody wins in nuclear war.
Yeah.
So, if that's the whole end game, why are you doing that to bring them to the island?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're trying to make the whole world realize that there's no. Nobody wins from war.
Yeah.
If that's what you're trying to
say.
But
then all I have to do is just pop in War Games and then
And everyone goes, oh, yeah.
Save us 5 years of it or 6 years of a TV show.
That ended the Cold War. War
Did
Games.
Did that end
the... Yeah, because I think the Americans saw... Yeah, hey, nobody wins.
What was that, 83?
I think 83, yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, great movie. Unless I just gave away the whole spoiler.
It's a really good movie, though.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
But, that's all I got.
Okay, let's get some emails.
Yeah. This one's from Jorette.
Okay.
And it's entitled The Eye.
All right.
Hey guys, I was talking about the eye to one of my friends, and it was pointed out something really cool. There clearly is a reflection of a mushroom cloud in the eye of whoever that is. You know, the eye at the end of the, what we see at the end of the scene.
You mean the one where they say next season on Lost or whatever?
Right.
And I just thought that was like the same Jack's eye opening.
I don't know. He sent a screen cap, and it does kind of look like there's a mushroom cloud in the eye.
No, that's the same eye. That's the same eye from the first season.
You think so?
But yeah.
Doesn't that look like a mushroom cloud?
Because remember they say, remember that was also thought of as like the smoke monster was looking at Jack. So it's that same shot.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying that's...
Way to shoot the email down.
I'm just saying, like, trust me, there's been so many theories about the reflection of that eye.
I know.
I'm just saying.
All right. I know you're just saying, but you're just mean. This one's about Kate.
Oh, you want me to do mine? Or
I got a couple more than you. I do not like Kate.
I do not like them, Sam.
I do not. Oh, no, I'm stopped there. She doesn't do anything. She just follows around Sawyer and Juliet and doesn't do anything helpful with the group. The only thing she does is to be annoying.
I
just
got why you
stopped
saying it.
And this is from Paven.
Wait, they say, okay, I'm sorry.
I do not like Kate. She doesn't do anything. She just follows around Sawyer and Juliet, doesn't do anything helpful to the group. The only thing she does is annoying. Thanks, Paven.
Wow.
I mean, the only thing?
Not the only thing.
I mean,
but pretty close.
She did, you know, people are saying she didn't do anything, but if you watch that scene in the VW van, she's jumping out shooting. She's Calamity Jane. She's shooting like crazy.
She's bloodthirsty.
Well, that's someone you want on your side when you're fighting a war.
True. All right, can I read one now? Or
unless it's War Games.
Like five more you have to go to.
All right, go ahead.
All right, this is from Ron. When Richard took young Ben into the temple to save his life, Ben died. Jacob became Ben. Ben's entire adult life has been a lie to trick the anti-Jacob out of his loophole. Implications? When Jacob touched the others, he was moving pawns. When he touched Locke, did he bring him back alive and make him susceptible to anti-Jacob on purpose? Remember the scene where Ben and Widmore were talking in Widmore's bedroom? Ben was dressed in a snazzy Jacob suit, wasn't he? That scene is similar to the opening scene of The Incident. They can't kill each other, and changing the rules equals loophole. So does this mean that at some point Widmore dies and is impersonated by the anti-Jacob? And anti-Jacob could be three people simultaneously, Alex, Widmore, and Locke? The scene with Ben and Widmore is further ahead in time than we originally thought. Although vowing to kill Penny would now have a different twist. Locke was never near Locke, and so they haven't shown us that same person can be in two places at once. I don't think the scene between Widmore and Ben is after it. I think that's definitely before.
Yeah.
That would kind of...
So what he's saying, though, that when Ben went in the temple, when Richard took... when Kate and Sawyer brought Ben there, why be there? He said he'll never be the same. And he never was the same.
Yeah.
He was, he was always a sweet little kid, even though his dad was such a jerk to him.
So the reason why Ben never needed to see Jacob is because he was Jacob?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's a great theory. So who did DWG as fake Locke kill?
Jacob, like another version of himself.
But maybe that's why he was, because we see Jacob bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Jacob's a god or something like that, he wouldn't bleed.
Well, maybe he's using a body. I mean, if he's like truly omnipotent.
Well, I'm saying, but whose body was he using? So maybe he didn't kill. Maybe Ben,
Jacob. Maybe Ben's playing Locke the whole time.
Yeah. Maybe it's
DWB.
The ultimate con game.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, this is called The Incident. My theory, John Locke died when 815 went down. This whole time, Esau Smoke Monster has been running the longest con in the show. Ian, Washington, D.C.
Well, that goes with what I said when he first met the smoke. Remember, he saw the bright light? Maybe that's when John Locke was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time we're seeing...
But then why is there two bodies now, then?
I don't know. Yeah. That's more than I can handle.
Uh-huh.
They're coming. Hi, guys. First off, what a great episode. This is from Matt. I think that when Jacob said, they're coming, he was referring to Jack, Sawyer, et cetera, who will be coming from the future, 2007, or whenever Ben and Son are.
So I agree. I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
Yep.
I didn't think that at first, but we're getting a lot of emails on that. So
that's what I thought from the beginning, is that they're coming
back. Did you say that, though?
I think I may have.
No, I don't think you did.
I'll have to go check the tape.
We'll check the tape, but I don't think you did.
All right, this is called Theory from Donald. I have a theory. How do we know Richard is good? We only have his word that he is working for Jacob and not the other guy. After all, everyone lies on the island except Hurley. And being granted eternal youth is something the devil or the dark side usually trades for one's soul. He could be in on the dupe of Ben telling him that Jacob lived in the cabin and giving him false messages.
I agree. We don't know that Richard's a good guy.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you could live and not age, and wouldn't you make a deal? Well, I don't know. Would you make a deal with the devil?
He didn't want to go in with Jacob to see Jacob.
Said you couldn't. There was some rule, and that's when fake Jake or DWG says, what are their new rules? Or
flock.
Yeah.
Fake flock.
Is that what you call them? Flock?
Flock.
You just come up with that?
No, it's one going around on Twitter and whatnot.
Oh, so it's not you?
No, I'm just
saying. You're not going to take credit for it?
No, it's okay. It's going around. That's
cool. A quick theory. Howdy, Jay and Jack. I have a quick theory with little or no evidence to support it, but isn't that what your podcast is all about?
Oh.
So you've heard Jay's theories.
Hey, my theories have been pretty decent, better than yours this season, I think. I'm the one who called Juliet dying.
Wow, she's not dead yet.
Well, as far as we know, she's a goner.
Well, that's not really a reach. You would have said, well, Hurley's going to die.
I called Juliet, like, officially at the 25-hour podcast.
Yeah. You have tape of that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You have it? Uh-huh. Hey, when's that final thing of Jorge going to be on?
Once we actually get some more time, like, to put the episodes in, because we're on a schedule based on our
storage space. Because that's another email. That's another email we get a lot, too. And what about the MP3 feed? What about that?
That'll be up as well.
Okay. Because we get a lot of emails on that.
Yes.
I think the first scene of season 6 will be aboard the Black Rock. There we'll meet Richard Albert and maybe even see the four-toed statue from the front. So what do you think? That'll be what we see is the Black Rock coming to the island and Jacob and Esau going through the whole thing. What do you think?
Possibly, yeah.
I'd be cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have another email?
Oh, yes, I do. All right, this is called White Flash.
I'm not boring you over there, am I?
No. Everyone thinks that the hydrogen bomb exploded, but how do you know that's what happened?
Someone told me.
Probably what the writers want us to think. The White Flash could be electromagnetic energy somehow transporting velocities back to 2007. Because if it didn't explode when Jack dropped it from such a high distance, how is Juliet going to detonate it by hitting it with a rock, Jill?
I agree. I think it is a flash, but with our track record, we have no evidence to support our theories. So, what do you think? You think it's a flash?
I'm saying, like, we don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure.
People are like, oh, it blew, but we don't know. It could very well be a flash. That's what it looked like.
Because if it blew, they'd be dead.
In that instance, yeah, but then their
existence... Juliet would definitely be dead.
Well, if proving Faraday right and they land anyway, their existence in the past would cease to be anyway.
Right.
And their existence would then be...
What happened in... Yeah, so then the incident could have... I don't know. I'm getting confused here. Oh, this one's a little off topic.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty cool. This one's from Brooke.
Okay.
Not a submission for the Hugo Cup. However, my great news for Jack.
Okay.
Jack meaning me. A while back, I'll give a little story behind it. We do a Jay and Jack show, and we did a top 10 list. And it was top 10 TV theme song shows of all time. Something like that.
You got it. Okay.
And I had the greatest list in the history of every list.
No, it wasn't that great.
And Jay's was the worst list of any list ever made.
No.
It was considered the worst list. Seriously, the worst list. So this is Brooke. She's in school and in class, and it was history class. And her teacher is, she has a video submission. We'll show it on the New Dia thing. My teacher is offering bonus points to the first person to name the song. So she goes and plays it, and it shows from The Fall Guy. Of course, she knew it right away because she heard the greatest list in the history of the list of all time, and she got 5 extra points. So listening to the Jay and Jack show is educational.
Okay.
So Brooke got 5 extra points because she listened to the greatest list in the history of lists.
Wasn't the greatest list in the history. I'm sorry.
Greatest list ever.
No.
Ever.
All right. So what do you say in the last set of calls?
Just admit my list was better.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. Radio Mike from Boston. Amazing finale. Didn't love it while I was watching it, but upon repeated obsessive rewatchings, I actually love the episode now. Go back and watch that first scene again. Jacob in that scene where he's at the spinning wheel. Listen to that sound again. I keep listening to it. It's the sound of the smoke monster. Pretty wild. Also, when Jacob goes back to visit our losties, first he goes back to Kate, gives her money so she can get the lunchbox, gives Sawyer the pen so he can continue his note, gives Jack the candy bar he wanted. Now cut to Hurley getting out of jail. Hurley is given back from the jailer money, a candy bar, and a pen. That's no coincidence. Also, I do not believe that Jacob was killing Nadia in that scene. I think he was saving Saeed from his fate, and unfortunately, Nadia had to die, which is a bummer, but, you know, Saeed had work to do for Jacob. Also, I think that finally in the end, John Locke, who I love, but the guy's just, he is clearly a puppet. But he's a good-hearted, earnest puppet. So I think in the finale of the series, I think that Richard Alpert will finally be released from his years of servitude to the island, be allowed to move on to the next life, and I believe that John Locke will be the person who takes his place and become the caretaker and advisor for the island. All right, guys, love what you do, and happy obsessing for the next several months. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is what Kate did in St. George. I am just calling because I have a theory on why the bomb didn't go off when Jack dropped it in the hole, and also why Juliet didn't die when she fell in. I think that when they were drilling in the hole, they drilled past the magnetic anomaly, so the hole was deeper than the core of what was pulling everything down. So when the bomb fell through, it went down past the whatever the magnetic anomaly was, and got slowed as it was falling because the magnet was pulling it back up just slightly, just enough to cushion the fall a little bit. And this would have also helped Juliet to not die because she had all that metal wrapped around her. Maybe the metal got caught in that magnetic anomaly also and slowed her fall as well. Thus, when the bomb hit, it didn't hit that hard, and so a rock being smashed against it would have the necessary force to make it explode. Just a theory. Anyways, let me know what you think. Bye.
Hello, this is Brian from Tallahassee, and I think you guys might be too quick to condemn Jacob. If you listen to the conversation at the beginning of the show, it sounds like Esau is basically saying, don't bring humans to our island, because humans suck and they create a lot of problems. And Jacob's saying, no, we got to keep bringing them here, because as long as we keep bringing them here, we can make progress towards humans living with the secrets of the island. And I know that humanity has done a lot of awful things, like with cell phones, for example, but they've done some good things, too, like the enchilada. So I tend to come down on the idea that as long as there's progress being made, and Jacob seems to think there is, then maybe he really is a good guy. Maybe he really is trying to actually work towards a harmony, as opposed to Esau, who's basically like, screw him, keep humans off the island. Anyway, that's my thought. Great show. I listen to it every week.
All right, thank you for those calls.
He's making some great points.
Uh-huh.
Because an enchilada is good. I haven't had a good enchilada in a long time, but they are good. And plus, cell phones are bad. They are evil, right?
According to you.
Not just according to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Are we being too harsh on Jacob? Are we reacting too quick?
It's just like a kind of a gut feeling, I think.
It is a gut feeling, and like I said, you're bringing people to this island against their will. That's mm-hmm. not something a good person does.
Yeah.
Right? But I can see...
Well, I mean, he always gives them the choice, too. But
not,
he's
not when he brought the Black Rock there. And when people get to the island, they somehow can't get off it.
Yeah.
And like I said, he was the one that was leading, was in charge of the others. But like we had that email earlier from, I think, Ronald, who said maybe Ben wasn't, maybe he was Jacob the whole time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But if that was the case, then I wouldn't think that what Ben did, he wasn't a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not the case,
mm-hmm.
and what the others were doing, I don't classify what they were doing as good.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were doing the ultimate goal of trying to do the human experiment to try to get people to live, try to get the utopia society you always said.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
That was going to be that kind of theory kind of went down. That was a theory that didn't come true, right?
Hey, we don't... Hey, Lost isn't over yet. You don't know.
Oh, it could happen. Get 17 episodes to happen, but it's not going to happen. But I'm going to say right now, I think that they could both be bad.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that too. We had the argument with Widmore and Ben, you know, which one's the good guy?
Well, they're both bad guys.
They're both bad guys. So maybe Esau and Jacob, we're just assuming it's Esau,
mm-hmm.
is maybe they're both bad. We don't know.
Yeah.
And then what Kate did, I agree. That could be what happened. Why Juliet's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
If she's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, because it is kind of like, well, she should have been crushed if it was pulling her down faster than her just falling in general.
Well, it should have, you know, when they were holding on to her, and the force of, she should have been pulled apart.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Monton can lose
his arm without that, just like people holding on to his arm being, I mean.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that what might happen.
Yeah.
No one would want to see that to Juliet.
No. Of course, that's pretty gruesome.
That would end the, just wouldn't be nice. And then Radio Mike, I didn't hear that. The spinning wheel makes the sound of the smoke monster. Did you hear that?
There's a couple times when I thought I was hearing the smoke monster.
And I didn't realize that Kate got money. I mean, I knew all that stuff, but Hurley got all the same things. He got money, a pen, and a candy bar. Well, Dan,
a guitar case.
Fruit roll-up, yeah. Yeah. What's in the guitar case? You think we'll ever find out?
We have to next year.
And then he wasn't killing Nadia, saving Saeed. Well,
yeah, but see, then that's a lame excuse, because then you say, well, why didn't he just stop both of them?
Because he needed Saeed to go back to the island to kill YB.
Exactly. He was just using him. That wasn't like him saving Saeed.
So is that what a good guy does?
No, if he was really, he would have saved him.
Because Nadia's a good person. She's been through a lot.
They deserve to be there. They deserve to be happy.
You know, where's his end game? Where's his closure? You're complaining about John Locke over there, mister.
Well, Locke's my favorite character. That's just...
You don't like Saeed?
I like Saeed, but he's not my favorite character.
So Saeed has done everything for the Lossies. He's done everything he's asked, and here you and you just don't care.
But I've never said that Saeed was my favorite character.
You don't have to be your favorite character. You said you want a closure.
Well, but I agree. He deserves
closure.
He deserves closure too. I agree with
you. Well, it's not going to happen now because everyone.
We don't know.
Everyone he touches dies. I mean, seriously, who would you go out with Saeed?
No.
No.
Unless you have a death wish of some kind.
Yeah. And then he says that John Locke was just the puppet, which I think, well, you admit that that's what happened?
I'm your puppet. No, not until the end.
But he's the puppet. But what if he turned out to be the caretaker of the island? He's a puppet. He was being used.
I agree. He was being used.
He's being used. Okay, you finally just admit that.
Oh, I've never said he wasn't being used.
Okay, but we could all.
I'm saying in the end he's going to prove himself.
We can all agree with Radio Mike. I think we're all on the same page. I think everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anybody who would disagree with this. Would be happy if he turned out to be the caretaker of the island. If that was the final scene that you see him smiling with that little smile he has, uh-huh. And a little scar on his little cheek, you know, there's the eye right there with his little, we'd all be...
cute little scar on
his
cheek.
Little smirk he has, uh-huh. And that's the final scene of Lost. Would you be happy with that?
I would be happy.
Maybe some of them are getting off the island, some have died.
Mm-hmm.
He's the last thing we see,
mm-hmm.
Him smiling and being the caretaker of the island.
I'd be okay with that.
That you'd be happy with that ending?
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay, I think we all agree. We'd be happy with that. Unless, of course, the island blows up, which would make me happy.
All right, let's get into last tweet back.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. All right, it's last tweet back time.
I like this one.
The thunder roll.
I like when it hits and your whole house shakes.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we first moved, I thought it was an earthquake.
Really?
That first week, there was a really bad thunderstorm. It was like, shook the whole house. All right, this first one is from Drantia.
Drantia.
Juliet always knew her fate. When she joined the others, she learned about her role in the past, knew she'd never leave on the sub.
Yeah, I think what I said on that last scene where she's watching the sub submerge, she knows she's never going back.
But I mean, do you agree with the fact that she knew even before she even got on this?
I think she's always known more than what she's let on.
Yeah.
I think what she knew when she was in the jungle and she's fighting with James and, you know, she knows that they're not going to be together forever. Mm-hmm. She knows.
This next one's from J.L. Pagano. The electric magnetism was so strong that it contained the blast down the well, giving Chang and Rosinski time to fill the hole and build the swan.
Okay. I can live with that.
Andrew...
Now, do you like the theory that Rosinski's being punished for being such a jerk that he has to press that button?
Yes.
I love that theory. Mm-hmm. And then finally he just can't take it
anymore.
And they
better show him shoot himself.
You think... I think Kelvin kills him.
That'd be even better.
I think Kelvin just can't stand living with
him. I'd like
him
to see slowly tortured and then finally killed.
Because we're happy with the Phil getting killed.
Yes, but you know, there's a little part of me that wish Sawyer could have killed him.
Yeah, I think so, but I think... Yeah, but I think the way he died,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was pretty horrible. Yeah. I mean, it was a horrible death. And it's pretty sad. You go, yeah. I haven't read one. Maybe there's an email I haven't gotten to yet, uh-huh. or a tweet. I haven't seen one person. I miss Phil.
Yeah.
People are.
I don't know who could.
Like, I wish we could get that actor on. Find out how his. Seriously, find out how his life has changed from uh-huh. that role. See if people, because I know when Michael Emerson says, you know, he walks and people are afraid of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, he's...
When he walks through, he gets punched in the face.
Yeah, people go, Phil.
All right, this one is from Andrew Curry. Working on a more detailed version, but I think when the bomb went off, their bodies died, but their minds flashed back to the crash. Wow. So, like, their cognitive minds from 77 are sent to their bodies of 2004.
So, the first scene we're going to see is the opening scene...
Of season one premiere, but their minds will be, they'll have all their
the
memories.
Only thing is I don't like about that, I don't want to see the people who have died.
I agree. Yeah.
I'd be okay with that if they died in the crash. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I love Boone's character. We argued about Charlie earlier. I don't want to see Charlie walking around going, you all, everybody. As much as I love the character,
uh-huh.
I think that would be a kind of a cop-out. Mm. Unless, you know, the writers are pretty good. I think a lot of people would just say, I've had enough.
Yeah.
And not finish out the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think we both agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's from Carl Magnuson. It's really a bummer not to have the lost ARG not be real. Kind of like opposite of Phil dying. Like Phil living. I had a feeling that the ARG was a fake. But it's just, I'm so done with the ARG. We talked about that last time. But
yeah, I think a lot of people are just done with it.
Yeah, because if they're just going to change their mind and make it not canon after the fact, then what's the point?
Well, know? I think, again, if they would make it just a video game or some kind of fun game you could play along, keep your mind occupied for 9 months. At this point, I really don't think I need it.
Yeah.
I think they've left us enough to think about for the 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still were, like, you see with the email, we didn't get nearly this many
last season. Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of calls, obviously the uh-huh. tweetbacks. People are still talking about it, and it's been, a week and a half?
Yeah.
Not that they're going to, but, you know, with Comic-Con, they can do some kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, like Comic-Con, I would rather they not show any previews.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather go in not knowing what's going to go, not having a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
And just seeing some bloopers and maybe mm-hmm. have some of the actors there talking about it. And that would get me through until January.
Mm-hmm. This one's from Al Barrel. Ben is dead. Jacob is hiding as Ben to foil Esau Locke. Which was that other email.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The CDN 1967. How about Jacob will now take over Locke's dead body? The dead body Locke.
I could live with
that.
But
then you have the Locke versus evil Locke.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, I don't want two. I remember I said that before. I don't want two Locks. I don't want the same guy. I That's so. That is 1960s. That's a 60s. That's a 60s sitcom. Or what's that? Parent Trap.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want Parent Trap on Lost.
All right.
Even though it's always about the bad, you know, parents mm-hmm. being, you know, not knowing how to. So no, don't want it.
This is from Mac Tansy. I think that Hurley's guitar case also contains John Locke's body.
Well,
your face is priceless.
Some of it. It wasn't that big a guitar case.
Why is it so hard to believe that Locke was duped by MIB, Man in Black? He's been duped his entire life.
He has been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I said earlier, they've been showing, if we're going to go with what they're showing us from the start, mm-hmm. and we have to believe whatever happened, and dead is dead, and all this stuff that they've been telling us the whole time, but we've been... going these wild, well, not me, but you've been going with these wild theories about things that have happened on the island, things that this, when they've just been telling us all along, this is what happened.
Ugh. All right, Modern Devil. Wasn't it Hurley that broke the ash around the cabin? What happened when Hurley found the cabin? Need to rewatch what season? That was the beginning of season 4 when he stumbled up. Remember the cabin kind of like popped in front of him?
Well, didn't it keep, it kept moving
it
kept around.
Moving around, yeah.
It was like it wanted it. The cabin.
Was willing itself to Hurley. But I don't know if it was necessarily him that broke that ash line, though.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch. Well, I think what people are saying, Claire could have done it somehow.
She was just stumbling along because she looked kind of drunk and drugged.
Maybe that's what it was.
She was shuffling her feet.
Your hate for Claire.
See, that's shuffling her feet.
That's what kills me. Your love for Locke, and I understand he's a great character, great uh-huh. actor. Your love for Locke is amazing. But here's Claire. That you were in love with the Claire.
I was.
You thought she was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, greatest thing since sliced bread.
Greatest thing since sliced bread.
But I did have a little crush on her, yes.
You had more than a little crush on her. You had your screensaver head.
That's nothing. Screensaver is nothing.
I think when you go to screensaver, that's like putting a ring on someone's finger.
Oh, man.
That's saying that you, and then all of a sudden, the blink of an eye, you hate Claire.
It wasn't a blink. It was a gradual thing.
No.
It was
no.
gradual.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Anyway.
Now, a lot of people are saying that Rose and Bernard's cabin is Jacob's cabin.
It looks different.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I've watched it three times, and I didn't pay attention. Cause I got to some of these emails. I didn't pay attention to it because mm-hmm. I was more concerned about why aren't they... What was their lame story of why they weren't in the DI?
Yeah.
So I never really paid attention to the cabin. So you're saying it's not?
I don't think so. It doesn't look a lot like... I mean, it's a raggedy old cabin, like shack. But no, I always kind of thought more that...
Horace
made, because remember he was building right. something out in the woods.
So maybe it was his, maybe that's what they're, but they're saying Jacob, so maybe it's Horace's cabin.
Maybe.
That he was building.
Mm.
Okay.
Plus, I don't know, it's just maybe.
Just maybe?
Maybe.
Way to make a definite maybe on that one. Definite maybe on that answer. Man. You know, from a year from now, though, Lost will be over.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a lot of, I mean, 6 years of it'll be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we have to wait nine. So we're like all saying, that's 9 months. We got to wait. But a year from today, it's done.
It's over, man. It's game over.
And with all the shows they're canceling and getting rid of,
uh-huh.
what's going to be on TV?
That's a good question.
The Housewives of Houston? I mean, is that what we're going to be watching?
That's a good question. We'll have to see.
It's kind of, you know, kind of the end game. And kind of like, can't wait for this show to end because I want to find out what's going on. But
yeah.
It's going to be like, when it's over, I mean, what are we going to have left?
I don't know what to decide then, won't we?
Well.
All right, Jack, ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday. Right, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
It's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's got lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter and learn the latest updates going on with Jack and I. Also, you can put in your theories for the Lost Tweetback section at twitter.com/JandJack. If you want to throw in your theory or thought or comment into the ring, just @JandJack with your thoughts.
Yeah, maybe something else has come up that we...
Yep.
All right. I was going to go back to the Jacob... Mm-hmm. His sandals he was wearing.
Yeah.
Was he wearing those sandals when Ben killed him?
We'll have to go back, huh?
Because that would seem to me...
He was wearing Crocs.
Maybe that's what it was. It's a hip Jacob. But maybe that'll be the tell if that was really him or not. Because they made a big deal of showing those shoes.
Well, I think that for me, once they showed the shoes, I was like, oh, that's Jacob. Because like Jacob isn't like modern technology, so he has these old school roped up sandals.
Well, I already knew it was Jacob because I was spoiled.
You got spoiled, but yeah.
And I spoiled you.
You didn't say it by the time the sandals, you're just like, oh, that's Jacob.
Yeah, I waited until he got on the beach, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like, you know that's Jacob, right?
Like, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thought you read that email.
Nope.
I apologize. But no, I need to go back and watch that scene with the shoes
mm-hmm.
or sandals mm-hmm. or Crocs, whatever you want to call them. It would be funny if he was wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't wear Crocs.
Those things are just ugly. I'm sorry. Like, they're comfortable, but I couldn't see myself wearing
people
them.
People say they're the most comfortable thing in the world.
Well, I got these rainbow sandals, and they're actually, once you break them in, they're really comfortable.
Well, that's the ones you've been complaining about, right?
My
feet hurt.
Because, like, at first, they're like, where you know, the toe part, like where it goes around your toe,
like
it's really like hard on.
Man, you have a rough life. Man, my flip-flops are hurting me.
It's like breaking in skates or whatever.
No, it's nothing like breaking in skates.
I'm just saying.
You kids today, you guys have it so rough.
All right, we'll see
like,
you guys.
It's like that comedian said, he goes, you know, when his dad said, I have to walk 20 miles in the snow to school. What am I supposed to say? When I was a kid, we had to get up to change a channel. Which is true. We used to have to get up to change a channel. That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't just flick around channels like we do now.
Well, I had the same, like, at my apartment at school as I lost the remote, so I had to change the channel.
And your apartment was huge.
It was like two steps.
So to get up to change the channel was a big deal.
But then it actually got to the point where just like I'd leave on one station. It's like, it's fine.
That's okay. I like PBS.
All right. We'll see you guys this Monday. Remember, keep sending in your questions.
Oh, so we're going to record one on Monday?
Sunday? Yeah.
I'm cool. Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's cool with me. Whatever you want to do. I'm my schedule is wide open.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna clear my schedule.
Clear it for the Jay Jack show or Married Man. Maybe it'd be better for Married Man.
Yeah, well, the Married Man will be coming. People have been asking. The Married Man will be coming back. We're getting Dale all primed and ready.
Dale's already told me some of the stories he has prepared. Oh my god,
he is a scary individual.
Yes, he is.
You always got to wonder if some of the stories are real or if they're just in Dale's mind.
I think the majority are just like made up by Dale.
But it makes for good radio.
It does. It does.
Except for people who have weak stomachs.
I
suggest you move on to the next podcast.
All right.
But we got some interesting things coming down the line. And
yes, we do.
Have some fun.
All right. So
we're still waiting. You can still enter to win the Hugo Cup. Yep. I don't think it's going to...
I think Matt's scared.
I think Matt has just raised the bar so high that everyone is just like, I'm just not that big a fan.
I wouldn't even put that much work into it.
Well, that's right, because you won't get up to change the channel.
I know. Well, it's one thing, like the podcast, like you get to work with and interact with so many fans and everything like that,
yeah.
And fans of the show Lost and like talk to them about the show. But just like for my group of friends, I wouldn't do that for them. I don't care about them that much.
Wow. That is brutal.
Like today, we're starting game nights where we play like a board game or something. Like that's about the extent of my effort that I'll go to.
Game night?
Yeah, Cliff and his friend Austin and Colleen.
You don't play Risk, do you?
No,
because you're the worst. You are the worst.
Been playing Blockus.
What is Blockus?
It's just really. You probably really like it. It's like this game where you have like these certain set like blocks and shapes with these little blocks, and you have to. It's hard to explain.
A puzzle.
It's like a puzzle, and you play against other people.
So you're trying to stump.
You're
the
trying
other.
To put all of your pieces on this like board,
and you're blocking the other person,
and you're blocking their people to be able to put all their pieces on the board.
Huh.
And it fits a certain way. Like if you're paying attention to the pattern, like then you can work it.
Oh, I would like that.
It's a cool game. It's a lot of fun. But it's also a game where you just like screw the other person over and you get really ticked off.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would make me happy.
It's your kind of game.
I'm into that. I like to.
All right. So see you guys.
So you would, have a big party.
No.
You wouldn't have a big closing. You wouldn't even make a cake. You wouldn't buy a cake and just put on there, like get some M&Ms and put Lost.
I think I would I'd do the show as usual and then go to sleep at 3:00 in the morning. Wake up the next day.
No, it is a lot of work. I'm not saying doing the podcast is a lot of work, but I just what Matt did, I was like, I got to be honest, I couldn't do what he did. There's no way. So, Matt, your trophy is on. But you still
who knows? There's still other people.
You
out
still
there.
Have Don't. A week to submit. But we haven't had a new entry since people saw Matt. They're like, wow. We should have probably waited and played Matt's last.
Yeah, probably.
But it was like so.
I mean,
I first thought, I go, 9 minutes. I got to watch this for 9 minutes. I'm like, for 9 minutes. I'm like, wow. If you haven't seen it, I'm not saying to go on there. It is quite amazing what Matt has done.
It is. All right, so we'll see you guys Monday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.